Good afternoon, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Rodney Lee Hill, Jr.
Okay, I'm waiting on one. I have it. I have that one. I'm waiting on one bullet room. It's been dark in there. I think we'll just go ahead, time management. Okay. You have it on, Mr.?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's their lock. That's not us. It's about to turn their lights off. Okay. Yes, sir. Would you state your name and ABC number again for the record, sir?
Rodney Lee Hill, Jr., 309963.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant, sir. And we have four board members, as you can see, who will be conducting your hearing today. And they are, to my left, the Honorable Mr. Louis Corrales, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Saunders. Mr. Saunders will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before I go further, sir, I'm sure that you were notified this year back on March the 8th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there, among other things, stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one present today. May I assume that you're representing yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
And I've already introduced you to the board, but now I have one question for you and for Mr. Saunders. And that question is, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you God, or do you swear for him? Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Hill, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and as I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit when discharged from your residence at Changes at 1029 East 7th Drive in Mesa, Arizona. You know about December 12, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, but she was suspended from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Hale, I'm going to move that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of this board, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing. In phase two of your hearing, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you, and once we get that information, we'll be back to you and we will talk to you. So please remain quiet. And Mr. Saunders, sir, would you provide us with some background information on Mr. Hale?
Yes, Mr. Hale was released on September 11th, 2017, with a date of arrest of February 17th, 2018, by the Phoenix Police Department on new charges. He was back in DOC custody on February 17th, with an adjusted CSED of May 18th, 2018, reflecting 67 days of absconding time. His current conviction in 2016, 3 counts, drug paraphernalia violation receiving 1 year, additional drug paraphernalia violation receiving 1 year, and a dangerous drug violation receiving 2 years. No prior convictions, first term in DOC, CUIR score is a 2-2, mental health score of a 2, substance abuse score of a 3. No STG affiliation noted, no prior terms of supervision. Has a minimal disciplinary history. Other arrest information, 1997, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. Same time in 97, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1999, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2000, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Later in 2000, narcotic drug violation, Arizona juvenile detention.
He
has a G1 V2 score. That is all.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Saunders. Okay, Mr. Hill, we're back to you, and we'll just talk to you for a few moments. We show that when you were released, You were placed at the Changes Halfway House there in Mesa, Arizona, and then you moved to another Changes Halfway House, and another was also in Mesa. They have two different addresses, of course. And then there's no other residence report. Did you stay there with us while you were out, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. Did you have any employment? Well, we sure that you did have employment. So how long were you employed? We sure that you was at Austin's Electric Services there for a while. Anywhere else that you were employed at, sir?
No, sir. It was just Austin.
Okay. How long were you employed with them?
I was employed with them for about 3.5-4 months.
Oh, okay. So you have a skill in the electric field, sir? I mean, you have that skill? So that means that when you get out now, you get out later, you'll be able to find some employment, because everybody looks for an electrician these days, I think. So you have a wonderful skill. I hope you'll take advantage of it. Are you skilled in that area, or are you just now learning, sir?
I'm
not doing
well, sir.
Okay, sir. And we also show that once you were out, you were referred to CHC / the CAP program, and that did you complete that program, sir? You're supposed to do 30 sessions, and you missed three. So you only missed three of them, sir? Well, that was too many, because there were more than was allowed at that time. Why did you miss these three, sir? What was the problem last, sir?
Our work.
Oh, your work, okay, yes, sir.
Yeah,
so
work was, I wasn't getting off early enough to make it to class.
Okay. And
so we had to reschedule.
Okay, yes, sir. So I also shall note that you were in, that's last year, and, October, and November, you had all negative UAs, so, sir, what happened? But we also show, according to the Department of Correction, you were suspended for some 6 to 7 days. What happened there, sir?
I was told by my parole officer that she'd been violating me, and I wasn't
coming
back.
May I just ask you, sir, because we don't have that information of the right here, but I want you to tell us, why was she even considered violating you, sir?
Because I didn't show up.
Oh, you didn't show
up. I didn't show up, so I got kicked out of the halfway house.
Oh, man. May I ask why you didn't show up, sir?
Like I said, I was told that I was going to get put back in prison for that, and I wasn't
going to be back. Okay, and now we find you back incarcerated. So, so at this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you, sir. I don't see any questions from other board members. Sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes a decision. So anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
I don't have my stuff, and I face consequences for my actions, so whatever your guys' decision today is.
Okay, before we go into discussion, I'll just ask you one other question. What were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up?
I was in the wrong place with a cigarette.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, was it marijuana or something, or just plain old-fashioned cigarettes?
It was just plain old Bueller cigarette.
Okay, sir. Okay, now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and we'll be back to you very shortly with the decision of the board. But please stay on the phone, because we operate under the open meeting law in the state of Arizona. This is a very unfortunate situation for Mr. Hale. He admits that he made a mistake, and that he did not report a day after he was after he was discharged from Changes, and as a result of that, he went out and he was suspended for some 6 to 7 days, which he could have been doing something very positive, but by the same token, it might not have been positive, because the parole officer had no idea where he was or what he was doing. And if we didn't have these 6 to 7 days, I would be willing to bring him back out into the community, but I just cannot overlook the 6 to 7 days. But I'm prepared to listen to other board members who might have something to the contrary or something else. If I hear nothing else, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion at this time. And it's going to be based upon the information contained in warrant number 2017W4238, as well as the fact that Mr. Hale was scheduled for some 6 to 7 days, and he did not report to his parole officer after he was discharged from changes. Therefore, I'm going to move to report to community supervision based upon the same.
Second. Agreed.
By unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out according to the information that we have on May the 18th of this year, May 18th, 1818. You can come together. At that time, it's just around the corner, so to speak. You won't have to report to a parole officer. You're going to be on your own. We hope that you will never come back and orange again. We wish you the best, and this will end your hearing, sir. Thank you so very much, and would you put the seal three back on, sir? Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah.